405 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. That's all. Dismissed. Thank you for dropping by. Drive safely. We've got a lot of great stuff coming up this hour. Carl Carlson is going to be with us just about a half an hour from now. Carl is my financial planner, and I opened up my statements today, and looks like his planning was planning right along because it was nice. It was one of those nice statements to open. Now, then I'm hearing Charles Pyle tell me that the markets are down. But remember, what I learned with Carl, because this is not my area of expertise, not by a long shot. You can't spend every single solitary day focused on what the market is doing that day and then decide whether you are or are not going to injure yourself. You know what I mean? You got to put it in the hands of somebody who has done it for a long time, knows what the heck they're doing, and is not emotional about it. I say that, and sometimes say, oh, I can't believe that you're telling me that Carl Carlson doesn't care about you. Or No, he absolutely cares about me and Heidi and Julia, because ultimately that's what we're really doing this for. You'll notice, conspicuous by the absence of the boys. They're on their own. But Julia, I got to take care of forever. So, that being the case, no, Carl, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say he likes each of us. But he's not emotional about the manner in which our money is handled. He can't be. I would be emotional. No matter how much I'd love to say, oh, I could figure it out. I couldn't figure it out. There are numbers involved. I don't do numbers. And it's just not my thing. So if I heard, oh, my God, the stock market was down 100 points, oh, that's it, I got to sell everything and bury the money under the yard or something. Whereas Carl looks and goes, okay, so the market right now, we talk about the big ones, right, about 45,000. So it's off by a couple of hundred. It's no big deal. It's not an end of the world thing. But you also have to know when something is down like that, what do you buy? Because that's another one of these secrets that I just don't ever really have a full handle on, because I can't do it. Oh, so you buy when it's low, sell when it's high. Gotcha. I must have not been wearing my spectacles, because I think I wrote that down bass ackwards, and so I've screwed that up. So Carl will be with us at 4:35. Then, speaking of money, Chris Beach, who is the executive director of the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia, Chris has put together 4 award-winning teams to help celebrate the 10th anniversary of the Father Figure event. And this year we're doing it at the Robbins Center over at University of Richmond. We're trying to raise, just so you know, $100,000 total to celebrate the 10-year anniversary of the Father Figure. So Chris is going to be here at 5:35. He'll give us all a few details, how we can help out, what we can do. Yes, there is a Team Katz. And yes, I will be asking you to be part of that, a big part of that. Thus far, I've not asked you. Why? Because, you know, I'm a nice guy. Couple of good suggestions coming in here relative to tomatoes. Do you ever think we do tomato talk? No, but I just so thoroughly love my Hanover tomatoes. And here's the secret. When people say, when Heidi first got here, you know, she went into one of these stores, one of the like farm stands, and said, hey, I want to buy seeds for Hanover tomatoes. And they said, you know, you're crazy, right? Well, yeah, but I still want to buy the seeds for the Hanover tomatoes. It's like, they're just those big boy beefsteak tomatoes, but it's the soil. It is the Hanover County soil that makes them different. So if you are ever buying Hanover tomatoes anywhere but Hanover, they're not Hanover tomatoes unless they came from a farmer in Hanover. It is our soil. And I believe to my core that one of the greatest experiences in Central Virginia during the summer is a nice, fresh Hanover tomato. You slice it thick, spread it with some Duke's mayo, just the tiniest drop of salt, and you're good to go. I'm suggesting to Rich Herrera, you listen to Rich in the morning, I hope. If you're not, you should be there. Richmond's Morning News starts at 6 a.m. each and every morning, as a matter of fact. But his son is in town, and he's trying to do all sorts of great stuff, see great things. And he's put together a marvelous list. But I am suggesting to him that he's got to get a Hanover tomato and some Dukes. 804, hit me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Hey, Jeff, my lunch today, sliced tomatoes with Duke's mayo. Yep, you win. That's a winner right now, right there. Somebody else says, hey, Jeff, how about the Hanover tomato plus the Duke's mayo? Then you add a few drops of fresh lemon juice. Well, I have never heard about that. And I feel a little apprehensive about tarnishing a Hanover tomato with something that's not Duke's mayo or salt. But I get it, right? The lemon juice has some acidity, and that would probably help bring out some of the flavor, a little bit like the salt does. So, all right, I'll give that a shot. 804 says, Jeff, it's not better, but man, it is just as good. Go get yourself a fried green tomato from Jake's Place in Ashland. Put a whole slew of pimento cheese on top. Oh, I love that. Germ, you would do that. I would do that. You know what I would do, actually? I would take two thick slices of Hanover tomatoes, spread them with pimento cheese like a sandwich. Eat that like a sandwich. Now we get into the whole tomato sandwich, and this is where it gets ugly, I know. I know. You tell me. Seriously. How do you do a proper tomato sandwich in our neck of the woods? I say, number one, it's got to be white bread. I don't want anything fancy. I don't want anything high-end. I want plain old white bread, Duke's mayo, thick slice of Hanover tomato, salt, maybe a little pepper, that's it. Now, there are other people I know have other ideas, but here's what I want to do, because I do want to pass these on to Rich. Send me your ideas at 833-804-1140, the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. 804 says, hey, Jeff, you ought to take Rich and his son down into the city. Go to Monument Avenue to see all the monuments. Oh, never mind. Yeah. And I don't really have the heart to take him down to the wastewater treatment facility to see the monuments. And somebody this weekend said that they're not even there anymore, that they've all been destroyed. Anybody in the city? Maybe that's on your sector, you know, if you're working that area. Do you know if they actually have destroyed the monuments? Last I heard is that they were there at the wastewater treatment facility, and I don't know, I guess we'd be there forever. Dr. George hits me up. He says, hey, Jeff, you are right on all counts, except your pediatrician might have been given a hard time if he did not ask you about guns in the house. I agree, Dr. George. And in fact, that pediatrician did say that to me. I don't know what his political persuasion was. I didn't ask. Because, frankly, it wasn't all that important, certainly not at the time. But he said, it's a question the insurance people have us ask. We have to ask it. And I said, well, what about all these other things that actually cause more injuries? And he just kind of rolled his eyes and he said, yeah, Mr. Katz, I know. So maybe he was in that situation where he's like, yeah, I got to ask him. I don't even want to ask him. I don't think we need to ask him, but I'll be asking him. So maybe that is it. I don't know. We'll see. All right. 415, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.